Welcome to part two of today's Summer with the Symphony. If you listened last hour, you heard Antonin Dvorak's American Suite and learned about the influence of Native American and African American music on his work. This hour, we'll hear three pieces composed by Native American student musicians and performed by the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. The featured compositions are Closure by Alana Lawrence, Adagio by Alexander Trujillo, and Opus No. 1 by Millennium Fast Horse. These performances took place on March 23rd of this year and were led by music director Delta David Geyer. Theodore Wiprud was the Music Alive composer in residence of the orchestra. He led the music composition academies where the students wrote these pieces and led the onstage interviews you'll hear. We'll jump right in with Alana Lawrence describing the meaning of her piece, Closure.
Well, it basically means what you would think closure means. And it's the peace or acceptance that you find after something very tragic happens.
Does that tragic thing change you as a person?
Yes. Yeah. So even though you accept it and you're able to live your life, you are a changed person. And that whatever that tragic thing that happened sticks with you.
How do you want people to feel hearing a piece like this?
Well, everyone experiences closure differently. So I would want everyone to experience this piece in a different way, in their own personal way.
Beautiful. Let's hear Alana Lawrence's Closure.
Thank you.
Amazing, right? And Alana, how many pieces have you composed?
Two.
Two pieces, wow. Is this the second one? Okay, great. Please welcome now Alexander Trujillo. So, Alex's piece is titled Adagio. Does anybody know any other piece named Adagio? Yeah? Yeah, why did you call your piece Slow?
Why I wanted it to be called Adagio was because I wanted to be having my piece out there with the Bruce Adagio for strings.
Right, that's some company to be in. Yeah. There's a dedication to a friend on this piece. What's that about?
Yes, this piece is written about a conversation I had with him. It was him going through a very tough time in his life. And this conversation basically tells him that everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything particular to listen to, different roles for the instruments?
Yes, the first violin and the cello are the actual conversation. Seeing myself as the violin and him the cello, and then the second violin and the viola set the mood for the conversation.
Right. Great. How many pieces have you composed?
Two.
There you go. Okay, let's hear your second piece.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Alex. Now please welcome, coming to us from Pine Ridge, Millennium Fast Horse. Millennium's piece is called Opus Number One, which seems to predict a great future, right? I like that, right? Yeah, so tell us something about Opus Number One.
Opus Number One is my very first piece that I've ever composed, and I'm very proud of it. Opus Number One is basically a song for myself, and basically anybody can interpret it in any way they want to, and yes.
Yeah. When we first heard each other's pieces sitting in that big room at Black Hill State University and just had a computer playing back the notation that had been put in for all the students' pieces, everybody reacted really strongly to your piece. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember it. A friend of mine told me that it brought back good memories of her and her grandmother, and it brought back many nostalgic memories. So I really hope you guys enjoy it.
Right. Enjoy. Opus Number One.
Millennium. Thank you.
The South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, performing three compositions by Native American student musicians Alana Lawrence, Alexander Trujillo, and Millennium Fast Horse. These performances took place in Mary W. Somerville Hall at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls on March 23rd. Music director Delta David Geyer led the orchestra, and the performance was recorded by Earsay. I'm Brendan Gakin. Thanks for listening to this kickoff of Summer with the Symphony. Tune in next week to hear a piece by Mozart.